This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a vacation loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Daniel, we got an echo. Daniel, you got an echo. There we go. All right, sorry, lost my voice. Big football day yesterday. Really good football day. Love my voice. Cowboys are good. But I'm sorry I lost my voice. Okay, let's talk about vaping. This is kind of some serious stuff. So we have technically right now 5 deaths and over 455 cases being investigated by the CDC. And, let me just warn you guys, that's an underestimation because the problem is we have people with lung disease and issues every day, all the time, in thousands of hospitals throughout the country. And the average medical history doesn't always include, do you vape? It always includes, do you smoke tobacco products? And so I had taught medical students to make sure they asked about vaping, but it's not on the electronic medical record. So if you can't click it on the electronic medical record, then if a hospital wants to pull up data on how many people died or how many people had severe lung disease in the ICU, they might not be able to pull up that data on how many were vapers. So the numbers are starting to kind of rise exponentially, not so much because all of a sudden everybody got sick this week. It's because hospitals are starting to figure out how to kind of get that data, or they almost have to go back and ask the patient, or if it was documented, somehow put that in. And I'm sure electronic medical records are now starting to catch up, and they're going to have a space for vaping. So right now, we're being told that we're at 455 cases of vaping-related illness and 5 deaths. And the big news that came out last week was that it's linked to a vitamin E acetate. Now, where this came from is the New England Journal of Medicine published a study where they found lipid-laden macrophages. Now, I don't know if you guys remember biochem, or not biochem, microbiology. Microbiology was so, so cool because you got to see little paramecium, you got to see fungi, you got to see bacteria, viruses. But one of the coolest cells, one of my favorite cells is the macrophage. And the macrophage is kind of like a Pac-Man type of thing, even though it doesn't look like Pac-Man, that goes and it scavenges around, and when there's bad things, it absorbs it and then helps remove it and dump it. And so what they found in this one particular case they looked at, it was a 21-year-old healthy guy, but he vaped marijuana sort of cartridges. And he had a daily vaping marijuana habit, but the marijuana was in the vape cartridge. And when they looked at, he came down with some sort of a pneumonia, but it didn't necessarily look like a bacterial pneumonia or a viral pneumonia or a fungal pneumonia. So they had, when they did bronchoalveolar lavage, and when they did certain testing, they were able to pathologically see these macrophages that were full of fat, lipid-laden. And so they linked it, well, experts have linked vitamin E acetate to causing these lipoid sort of pneumonias. It's called a lipoid pneumonia, okay? Lip meaning fat, like fat lips. That's how I remember it, okay? So what they believe, and study authors looked at Utah patients, 10 out of 10, all 10 out of 10 had this lipoid pneumonia. There was no bacteria that was found. There was no virus that was found, but it was this fatty sort of pneumonia. And vitamin E, I don't know if you guys have ever seen vitamin E. Vitamin E is a really, really cool vitamin, okay? Vitamin E, I really should use vitamin E more. Vitamin E we use in a lot of skin creams and moisturizers. It's very oily. It has a great oil form of it. And so, you know, I remember when I was younger being told by women who looked good, take vitamin E caplets and put them on your face and all that. I haven't done that yet. I need to. You know, now that I'm 31, you know, I'm starting to show signs of age. So I got to cover up the 31-ness because I'm 31. Yep. So you break open the vitamin E. I used to tell people to break open vitamin E when you had a wound and break open a vitamin E caplet, put on the wound, and it would help the healing. It was fantastic. And so there was a lot of push for people to take vitamin E because they said not only did it help skin, but it helped heart disease. But then, I think it was back in 2005, 2006, a study came out going, nah. In fact, vitamin E could possibly increase the risk of heart disease and stroke, slow your roll. I'm telling everybody to take vitamin E supplements. How I look at it is it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, vitamin E works. For some people, it doesn't. Just like red wine. For some people, red wine is exactly what they need to keep them healthy. And for others, red wine may give them cancer. So for some people, I think vitamin E rocks. For others, it doesn't. Until we kind of figure out genetically what works for us, we can't really, you know, yet, I guess, decide. So going back to what the CDC now has to deal with is this new data is telling us that it's not just the typical Juul or the typical nicotine e-cig that's out there on the market that's causing these illnesses. It looks like the majority, if not all of them, are people who use these, like, bootleg marijuana cartridges. Now, how the hell the vitamin E is getting into that, my guess is, you know, vitamin E is in skin creams and all sorts of stuff, so maybe when they're rolling it or I don't know, but there's something, somehow vitamin E acetate is getting into the marijuana stuff. That I just got to figure out, and then I'll reveal and tell you guys once I figure that out. See, nobody in the news is really talking about this kind of stuff. You know, it's all about Trump and his Sharpie gate. I really don't care about a Sharpie and whether Alabama was at risk or not. That's what this whole, all the news this weekend was about Sharpie gate. And I'd really like to know more about how the hell vitamin E acetate is in the marijuana. So we're going to find out more. The CDC right now is investigating. Meantime, Juul is getting their butt chewed out pretty bad by the FDA. I believe they're currently right now getting slammed for their illegal marketing practices. And again, if they marketed to kids, bad. That was bad. And they need to, make amends for that. But are they at risk for these lung-related vaping illnesses? We don't know. If people are using bootleg cartridges from some other countries and there's other crap in them, can we really blame the company? So right now there's this big witch hunt. People are banning e-cigs. Personally, I say, guys, when it comes to vaping and e-cigs, you know, protect your lungs. Your lungs don't need crap going into them. Their job is to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. So the less in your lungs, the better. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Everett for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Let me just update you on the latest with Hurricane Dorian. Right now, the death toll is at 44. But officials and residents know that that number is a gross underestimation, unfortunately. Right now, people are discussing how the or describing the Bahamas as being totally leveled and gone. And that storm we knew was going to wreak damage. But, I mean, we are talking about acres and acres and acres completely destroyed. Minister of Health Dwayne Sands told the Miami Herald that the official death toll represents confirmed deaths and is tabulated as the bodies arrive at the morgue. The majority of deaths occurred in the Abaco Islands. The other hard-hit area, Grand Bahama, already has about 8 deaths confirmed. So they say the death toll obviously is lower than the reality because they have to still find the bodies. Fox News arrived in Grand Bahama Saturday morning. This is coming out of Fox News. And learned that at least 18 deaths in the eastern part of the island, one settlement known as High Rock. Residents say 17 have died. So right now, evacuees are being flown into a private airport. They're being tended to in large tents. There is food and water. There's volunteers helping American Red Cross is there. Tons of charities are out there. And a lot of family waiting for help. We know Royal Caribbean came out there with food. A lot of stars, Tyler Perry, have come out there with food and stuff. It's unfortunately a sad situation. Tish Kemp, who is was looking for her family, and she had criticized the Bahamian government for what she thought was an inadequate response and an egregious lack of transparency. Now, she accused them of not telling the truth about the death toll and said dead bodies are still lying out there in the hot sun, and that could threaten the health of Bahamans. And she said, who's going to be responsible for the lost souls? Who's going to explain to us why we have no plan before and why we don't have plans? And so she's worried that her niece is among the dead. And officials with the Bahama government have repeatedly denied allegations of cover-up and pushed back what they call rumors of the internet related to the death toll and allegations of rejected humanitarian aid. I don't really know of those rumors. The problem is people want answers fast. And no matter how prepared you are for a big calamity such as this, you know, how do I describe it? Okay, I'm going to describe this as a big ball of earwax, okay? So, when you have a bunch of earwax in your ear, and some of us get it, some of us don't, and the earwax is clogging your eardrum. And doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, whatever, medical providers, will have some drops in the office and have ways to kind of loosen it and take it out. But we could really, really effectively take out the first part sometimes. Now, a lot of times we could flush and get the whole thing out. But when people on their own put those eardrops in to soften the earwax, and then the doctor comes in to start, fleshing or starting to, you know, remove what they can, they remove the first part, like a first bite of a hot dog, okay? Like the first part of the cylinder. So we're really, really good a lot of times is getting through that first part. We're prepared. We know what we're doing. So like with the hurricane, okay? You know, we may be like, all right, we're going to send food. We're going to send this. We're going to send tents. We're going to do this. We are ready to go. And then as you go into the next day or two or a few days, you start to either fatigue, you start to lose, you know, the large amount of supplies that you had. You start to deal with looters and other sorts of safety issues. And even if you might have on paper prepared, it's completely different once you're in there. With the wax analogy, once you get through the first soft part that you might have softened with the drops, now it's kind of hard and crusty, and you have to deal with that next piece. And a lot of times it's not exactly what you expected, but now you have to kind of regroup, and you have to maybe go in harder. And so with these sort of unfortunate, you know, events, you are thinking, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go there, we're going to line people up, we're going to pass things out, we're going to, and you have a plan for a very coordinated response. But when you get there, it's not coordinated. You have people upset, you have people with mental illness, you have people completely devastated, you have people sick, you have people that, you know, might not want to stand in line. You have people stealing things. You have people that once somebody does get their clothes and their food and their water, they get robbed. And now they got to go back in line. And you don't know if that person going back in line is trying to take doubles or seconds or if they really got robbed. And so you have to have all that planned out. And usually the average FEMA or, you know, response has that down. Red Cross has this down. But I don't know if the average government does. And so when the average government just wants everybody to kind of hold their horses, especially the media, saying, look, okay, we have search and rescue, we have this, and mind you, okay, their country was destroyed. And so people in the government, I'm not saying this to defend the government of Bahama, but the Bahamas, but, you know, you are expecting the Bahamian government to be at 100% capacity, working at 100% force, and many of them have lost people, lost their families. They have their families going, okay, I need help. And so, you know, they're maybe working at half, you know, crew. So, I think the media needs to give everybody a break. Social media needs to give everybody a break. And they need to just kind of have a basic, you know, narrative out there of, guys, we need help. Just bring all the help you could get. We will have final death toll numbers once we can evaluate. Right now we're trying to help the survivors, trying to help the sick, and trying to find the dead. But we need all the help we can get, all hands on deck. We will give you more information as we can. Boom. And then everybody else needs to just, you know, from a media standpoint, leave them the hell alone and help. So can there be fraud? Can governments, unfortunately, you know, do bad things during this time? Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's not, I'm not naive. But the last thing the government needs right now is to be dealing with a PR smear. And unfortunately, that hinders rescue efforts. If there is news that's out there saying that the government of the Bahamas is committing some sort of fraud, that's going to stop people from donating and helping. And if it's a false rumor, all right, that's ridiculous. Now, you know, this is why when it comes to charity and stuff, I really, really like to do more tangible sort of donations, like donating blood. We've talked about that. You know, donating blood, nobody can really commit fraud with that. I mean, if you donated the blood has to go to somebody. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is they don't give the blood to somebody. But, I mean, at least you don't have to worry about somebody taking the money and spending it on something else. Right? Just like that's why I love collections of clothes. I love collections of, you know, bandages and, you know, toilet paper and, you know, cleaning supplies and antiseptics and things like that for families. You know, give people a box of goods, you know, that they could use rather than sending the money blindly. However, when it comes to charities like Red Cross, etc., they do need money. And I trust them. I really do. And so, unfortunately, when it comes to, you know, natural disasters, we're going to have more. And I don't know if we ever learn from other ones. You know, people have been very, very upset about FEMA's response with Hurricane Katrina. And I haven't been too critical because I don't really know what the hell you are supposed to do once you do that first assault. You know, you do that first, you know, you have that first front, and you come in fast, you come in hard, but then the aftermath of these things goes for weeks and months. And that's when people get very, very critical of the governments. Like, wait a second, you know, we're getting looted, we're getting raped, you know, we still don't have a home, we still don't have power, and it can take months. So is the government doing the best they can, or is that where the government is weak? And so what I think you need is you need teams, special teams, right? All right? So you have, just like with football, you got your offense, you got your defense, you got your special teams. Maybe when it comes to these sort of, responses, you have your 1 week out team, you got your 2 weeks, you got your 1 month, that kind of thing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news, I got. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of people arrested for illegally crossing into the United States from Mexico dropped for a third consecutive month in a row, down to just around 50,000 people. Acting CPB Commissioner Mark Morgan says a lot of this has to do with Mexico.
Since June, Mexico has deployed thousands of troops. They've created a new National Guard within their country. 10,000 troops to the southern border, 15,000 troops to the northern border. Again, unprecedented support and cooperation with the government of Mexico.
On Monday at the White House, President Trump is honoring six police officers who killed the mass murderer in Dayton, Ohio last month.
These incredible patriots responded to the worst violence and most barbaric hatred with the best of American courage, character, and strength.
The president presented each of the men with a Medal of Valor. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you guys heard this. There's a school that is taking away the bathroom doors because they're sick of vaping happening at school. This is occurring in Alabama. So at Wilson High School in Florence, Alabama, it's about 130 miles southwest of Nashville, Tennessee. Students are sneaking e-cigs into school, even though there are rules prohibiting them from doing so. So Principal Gary Horden told WAFF that they are removing bathroom doors. Now, not all of them, right? According to WAFF, they are going to remove some of the doors off the bathroom stalls. But this is the boys' bathroom, not the girls'. That's a trend sweeping the nation, obviously. E-cigs, vapes, e-hookahs, big problem in schools, and kids are smoking pot. But removing the bathroom doors, that makes me a little nervous. We're talking stall doors. So teachers, staff, and students at Wilson High School are seeing and smelling the problem right inside the walls. Not from the toilets, but from the e-cigs. They say 2 weeks ago, a scary, dangerous situation happened to a student vaping in the bathroom. And Principal Gary Horton said one of the students was found passed out in the stall after vaping. He says every day a student is sneaking off to the bathroom to vape. Horton says to stop students from taking smoke breaks, the best solution was to remove the stall doors in the boys' bathrooms. Now, you have some parents freaking out about this. They think it's too invasive. Brandon Campbell says, me as a parent, personally, I think that's a little excessive. I don't like it. They take their only private place in the school that they could do their business. Some parents believe the school could have come up with a better solution. They said, bad vaping problem. Then you need spotters in the bathroom. You need someone adult to go in there and make sure they're not, there's not vaping going on. The problem is again, when the door is closed, how do you know they're not pooping, right? Maybe they're vaping while pooping. So according to Brandon Campbell, it's a little over excessive. Maybe they need to put a monitor in the hall like they do. Usually they have a truancy officer or a police officer at the school. Have them monitor the hallway because the bathroom is for each individual person's privacy. Now, the principal said the removal of the stall doors could be temporary because they're trying to figure out other solutions to students from vaping in bathrooms. Now, he would not address why it wasn't done in other bathrooms like girl bathrooms. So, okay. Here's the problem that these schools have, okay? And I'm not saying this in defense, but this is just a known fact. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if this school literally had a kid who was passed out in a bathroom stall and nobody found him, now, I mean, I'm assuming he was on the ground, but let's say somebody is slumped over a toilet. Just sitting there and slumped. And nobody goes in to check on him. The person could have been alive, let's say, and then this is just in general, you know. Like, I think, oh my gosh, who was it with the Sopranos? James Gandolfini. I think he died when he was in the bathroom. And I think his son found him. So let's say somebody starts to, I don't know, let's say overdose on narcotics. And they're technically still breathing. But they're just sitting there on the toilet like, and they're starting to go into respiratory depression. And nobody knows because the door is closed. That person eventually dies, let's say. What do you think happens to the school? That school is sued. That school is fine. I mean, you know, everybody throws a book at that school because there was an overdose death that happened on their property. And if they go, but it was in the bathroom and they had the door closed and it doesn't matter, it's your responsibility. So my guess is somebody must have told this principal that if this stuff is happening, you know, on your watch in your school, you're responsible. So he probably said, well, fine, somebody was passed out because of smoking pot or whatever. Then, you know what, we need to make sure that these kids are found by other kids so we could, you know, start emergency medical health or intervention. So, no doors. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what went on in their thinking. But that's, you know, we talked about this with the liability. You are responsible for, everything. Even if it's technically not your fault. And so if the school really is liable, then, you know, and somebody might have been passed out in a closed quarters, then get rid of the door so people could see. Now, the flip side, though, is, you know, getting privacy. Now, when I first heard of no bathroom stall doors, I went through flashbacks of being in high school, having my period. If there was no door, I would have been just absolutely mortified, right? And I probably would have ended up having toxic shock because I probably wouldn't have changed anything until I got home. And, you know, high school, these people are mean. And so if you have a girl or a guy that's trying to go to the bathroom, okay, and they're having issues and you have people that are mean making fun of them, they're not going to go to the bathroom. They obviously the bullying has never stopped in high school. And so sometimes you need a private place to go to the bathroom. But now we have the issue of boys versus girls. And are the boys being discriminated against and the girls not? Can you remove the boy bathroom doors and not the girls? Where everyone's like, okay, well, it's a good that that's not the girls because the girls have the periods. But, you know, guys need privacy too. And so when, you know, this idea that, okay, well, you know, they're boys, so they can handle it. You know, nobody really interviews the guys. And a lot of guys don't want to criticize because they don't want to look like weenies. But there's a lot of men out there that really don't like the double standard. They don't like that women, right, get to have, you know, the women ladies' night free, or, you know, free gym membership for ladies, or, you know, lack of privacy issues, or, you know, and trust me, you know, as a woman, and having moms and foremothers and, you know, grandmothers and great-grandmothers who had to really, really fight for our rights, I'm very, very grateful, you know, for what they've done, and I appreciate the fact that women were treated as second-class citizens for decades, and in some, you know, cases, they still are. But we do have this attitude that is very, very anti-man, and, well, the guys are just going to have to handle it. I mean, you know, how many guys are kind of bothered by the, you know, the whole Titanic thing of, all right, if you're a guy, you know, you have to say if you're a lady, you live. Now, women and children, that's something that I think the majority of us agree on. But I think there's a lot of guys out there going, you know, that's got to suck. You know, it wasn't my choice to be born a guy. And now I got to stay on a sinking ship because I'm a guy and I'm not a girl. You know, remember during the Titanic, somebody dressed up. I think there were even more that dressed up as women. Just to live. And so, you know, I know this isn't the most politically correct sort of topic of conversation, but when you decide, you know, well, we'll remove the doors in a boys' bathroom, but leave them in the girls', and the boys can handle it better, they can't. Guys need privacy, too. They do. Guys need, you know, the same, we want to treat everybody equal. And I see this time and time again. With certain political groups that want to be progressive and want to give equal rights, but then what ends up happening is they actually don't give equal rights. They start taking groups of people and giving them less rights. And we start to have this, you know, discrimination on other counts. We're discriminated against smokers. We discriminate against guys. We discriminate against, you know, so many different aspects. And we say that's okay because it's in the, you know, eyes of progress. Well, taking a bathroom door away from boys is a progress. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so we have 9 Florida students, 8 THC-laced candy, and then now they're hospitalized. These students were from the Renaissance Charter School in Cooper City. And they were hospitalized Friday with stomach pains after eating the THC-laced candy. THC, as you know, is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. It makes users feel high. And the children were not identified, but they were young. They were only 10 and 11. They were between the ages of 10 and 11, so not good. Not good at all. And the injuries, thank God, weren't life-threatening. But, unfortunately, they're, and I, you know, it's candy and gives you a buzz. I know some of you are like, oh, that actually sounds good. No, it's not good. You know, I've never eaten marijuana. I don't even know what that would taste like. Like people say, oh, I have my marijuana brownies or marijuana chocolate chip cookies. I mean, I just love chocolate chip cookies. I just love marijuana. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't love marijuana. I just love the brownie. I can't see myself sulling up the taste. You know, yesterday I was watching football. Dallas Cowboys did awesome. Oh, my gosh, the Patriots. You guys heard that Antonio Brown left the Raiders. And, well, kind of, I think, got dismissed from the Raiders and is moving over to the Patriots. Patriots were doing good yesterday, even without Antonio Brown, but now it's going to be sick. It's going to be crazy. But anyway, so, you know, I decide that I really want Coca-Cola. And I was not going to put any Jack or any alcohol with it. I just love the taste of Coca-Cola. So I, something sweet, it's yummy. The problem is when you have THC-laced candy, were these kids taking it on purpose? Or did they think it was candy that, you know, somebody brought from home and then it had the psychoactive stuff in it? You know, we've talked about little kids getting sick from mom's cookies. I mean, if there are chocolate chip cookies, you know, in the oven that were freshly baked and they're cooling off, kid's going to run and grab the cookie. Well, if there's a marijuana in them, it's a problem. So it's unfortunate. Now, again, we don't really have cases of people dying from marijuana. But I believe there was one case report where there was a kid that overdosed on it. Now, when it comes to a kid dying, you know, people will say, you know, well, you know, if the parents tried to hide it. When it comes to a kid dying, they'll usually autopsy. You know, not all the time. But, you know, when somebody dies and there's no reason for it, they'll do a tox screen, and then they may also do an autopsy if the tox screen doesn't pick it up. So I feel very confident that marijuana doesn't necessarily kill directly. But I am not a fan of the secondary effects, like when I watch them as I drive on the freeway. I mean, these people drive like crap. And I'm like, dude, just pull over, sleep it off. And I mean, and wait till the high is gone. So it's pretty scary. Now, this is scary, guys. A pressure cooker whistle shoots off and lodges into a woman's skull. This happened to Mundai Bursi when she was making a meal. And on September 4th, she had set the cooker on the gas stove in her home, went outside to cut some hay. This happened, I believe, in, I'm not sure what city this was in. India. Oh, sorry, country of India. So the woman could not hear the whistle screaming over the hay cutter. So she went back in about an hour later to remove the cooker from the stovetop. As she did, the steam reportedly caused the whistle to burst and then shoot in the face. Now, I'm looking at X-ray right now. It was a 3-inch object that actually pierced the skull bone, and it separated her eyes from her brain. She was rushed to a local hospital. CT saw that the whistle was jammed into her skull near the brain. The object was lodged so deeply that you couldn't even see it from the outside. I'm looking right now. It looks like her eye was completely destroyed. Poor thing. So, Dr. Ashish Joy Soren with Bhagwan Mahavir Medical Super Specialty Hospital in Jharkhand, India, said they used surgery, obviously, to remove the whistle, and it was very, very difficult. So they had to release adhesions around the whistle to ensure that no bleeding would occur while they were extracting the metallic object. Then they had to have backup plans if blood would spurt. Now, it's very difficult to pull a whistle out, especially when it's in the brain. So they gently pulled it out, packed the wound using pieces of gauze. Surgery was successful. They could save the life of the woman. I, unfortunately, could not be saved. So all she did was cook a meal. Now, she's been released from the hospital a day after the operation. These freak accidents, I mean, it almost makes you just want to wear goggles and headgear and protection. I don't know. I'm just blown away. It's like, you know, when I hear these freak accidents, anytime we do that, you know, we think to ourselves, well, what can we do so this doesn't happen to me or doesn't happen to my loved ones? And I don't know. Maybe it was a cheap, I don't know. But there's a lot of things we do that could potentially be really, 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 really harmful. Now, we have a 38-year-old man in Malta who was brought to the hospital for a suspected drug overdose, and he later died. But we don't think he died from the drug overdose. What happened is the cocaine had tore a big, huge hole in the back of his throat. His last hospital admission wasn't his first stay either, they said. Doctors had noticed that he kind of had been kind of a frequent flyer. So on his first visit to Mater D Hospital in Messina, Malta, doctors noted a visible erosion to the hard and soft palate. And we know that cocaine can burn holes in your nose. But he also had droopy eyelids, redness and swelling in his eyes. He also had a fever, so he was getting infected, obviously. He had a CT scan. He was diagnosed with preseptal cellulitis, which is an infection of the eyelid and the soft tissues around the eye. He confessed to using drugs. He was given two different antibiotics, released after 7 days of IV medication, and was given contact information for support groups. 4 months later, the same man landed back in the hospital with, again, suspected overdose. But this time, I mean, he was pretty bad. He was in shock, and an urgent MRI saw that he had some really, really bad swelling in the cranial cervical junction, which is kind of where the skull and the upper spine connect. So we think what happened is he had pachymeningitis, which is this inflammatory disease that caused swelling around the brain. Again, he was put on a couple different antibiotics to kill off an infection, but he ended up dying. And so drug users, they say, according to this, and the lesson learned on this one, is when somebody uses drugs and overdoses, it isn't just about the drugs and them having the immediate effects. You have to look at secondary and tertiary effects that the drug could do. Because they may not die necessarily of drug overdose, but they may die secondarily of holes that were just completely destroyed. You know, just like with alcohol, somebody would come into the hospital drunk. So you're like, all right, you know, let's make sure he gets his vitamins, his thiamine, and let's give him some, a bunch of B vitamins, a folate, and let's, you know, once he, you know, clears up, let him go. But, see, I was taught, if this guy is really, really drunk, he might already have an ulcer. He may already have liver disease. And maybe he's about to have a GI bleed. And so, while we have him, and he's drunk, why don't we use this, use this to our advantage, and take advantage of the situation, and examine him, and, you know, get an idea of what's going on. And we did that. In the olden days, we did that. You came in, we would look for everything and make sure you were good and let you go. Now it's not the case. It's we treat the problem and get you out of here because there's not enough money. You know, especially if somebody doesn't have insurance, we're not going to do a whole big workup. Our job is to treat the initial problem. Unfortunately, there's people with life-threatening problems. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.